Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 342 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. In the book, The Untethered Soul, Michael A. Singer talks about the voice in our heads in a way that I found to be incredibly valuable, and I want to editorialize it a little to give y'all the way that I have been applying this concept to my life. As always, feel free to check out the book yourself and read into the concepts further and apply them to your own life however you see fit. I do want to warn you, if you are prone to dissociation, please skip this episode or listen, and if you do choose to apply these concepts, please proceed with caution and only do so if it's actually beneficial to your well-being. I do have several episodes discussing the concept of our inner dialogue and our inner voice that exists in our head, and I often reference how this self-talk and dialogue can sometimes perpetuate negative beliefs and feelings about ourselves. And in my past episodes, I have given some options for rerouting those thoughts or replacing them with more positive affirmations, but I really like Michael A. Singer's version, so I'm going to give you a synopsis now. He starts by asking you to say hello to yourself in your head. Now yell the word hello in your head. If you are like most people, that voice inside your head is probably pretty incessant when you're not asking it questions or busy. And it probably can be pretty critical and anxious. But that voice is not you. If it was you, it wouldn't need to share all of the wild ideas that it has with you. You would already know those messages and would have already made the corresponding decisions to those. But instead, you engage in these dialogues or almost arguments with yourself and this inner voice because you are not that voice. And you recognize that sometimes it can be a little wrong or mean or negative, and you have started to recognize that. The work that you must do is continue to notice it. Continue to note and recognize when that voice is chatting with you. So if you do work to other that voice and name it, you can start to address it with love. Because in reality, that voice is looking out for you in the only way that it knows how, which, yeah, we can agree that voice is not a very great parent, but it does love us. So by addressing this voice as an other, we can start to ask it to sit down, ask it what it needs, hear it out, and thank it for its concern. Then you can continue your life at your own pace in a responsive mode rather than a reactive mode. By reminding that voice that you're safe and you appreciate the advice that it is sharing, but it is not helpful or needed at the moment, that voice will start to settle down. By you taking the lead, you will reassure that inner voice that you do have control and you're fine. But a lot of us just live with that inner voice constantly talking and yelling and chatting with us. And even if you can't make friends with this inner voice, you're stuck with it. So it's really good to learn how to communicate properly with it and understand when it's being reasonable or unhelpful, then you can move on with you leading the way, rather than that wild card with random ideas and thoughts leading you through fear. Other the voice, welcome the voice, and recognize that our thoughts and feelings are often incredibly valid, but not always rooted in truth or reality. So it is our responsibility to get to know what is. That way we can live our lives in the truth and reality of the present while still making conscious, intentional decisions to affirm and redirect that voice so it can be a part of our lives in a positive way instead of one of tension and anxiety. And obviously, meditation will get you more in touch with what that voice is and how incessant it really is, but this is something that you have to do on your own. And I have found that some people don't have this inner dialogue at all, so if that's the case, this doesn't concern you. But for someone like me who has an inner dialogue that doesn't really shut up, it's been incredibly helpful to be able to other it and welcome it to the party rather than fight with it and feel like it's just out to get me. Because I really have learned that the more I give it space and hear it out, the less it has to say. And the less it interjects and interferes with my day-to-day anyway. And the more helpful it becomes. So start to note when it's actually being helpful or when that voice is setting you back and could use a little bit of redirection. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.